It was a semi-charm kind of life this weekend. We're off to a hot start, Mac Morey. I'll do this for you all week if you'd like, or I can stop. I would like to know on the text line, 913-586-7965, what did you do with no Chiefs game this week? Did
plenty of stuff.
So, like, I went and supported my buddy.
Times.
I went, no, you can't do that yet. You got to mulch him first. Trust me, I will send you pictures of my yard, and you'll be like, you actually probably should do that and not radio.
Okay.
Which a lot of people would probably agree with.
Yeah, most would, right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yard work for Likens instead of yapping his mouth every week? Absolutely. Although, I did have a couple people this weekend that reached out, and they were like, you know what, man? Your takes can sometimes be frustrating, but golly, whatever you're drinking, whatever you're eating, I need that at 6 a.m. every day. I'm like, dude, it's just life.
Well, don't come at us at 10 a.m. because there's nothing then.
Yeah. No doubt.
The day's just a little reversed for us, you know?
Someone's like, do you drink like Red Bull? I'm like, no.
Well,
I'm like, I drink coffee with a splash of almond milk, and every once in a while I have like an Alani, which is like an energy drink, but not all the time. I want to know, like, what is, because this weekend my buddy, his soccer team, heartbreaker, man, undefeated all year, goal differential number one, playoffs.
Oh,
out.
They lost. Oh my God. They're the number one seed that went down, huh? Yeah,
they are the Buffalo Bills.
They get
there every year. They won their first game, 9-0 and then advanced, won their next game, I believe like 5-0. And then they played the number one team along with them. And it was 2-1, had a cross, scored. Offsides.
Brutal call. Do you know what offsides is? Because most people don't know what offsides is.
It's essentially cherry picking.
It is, but I'm going to tell you, I've now watched soccer
Try
probably.
Try teaching that to 8-year-olds, by the way.
But not even, it's not about the 8-year-olds. Yeah. They know it. It's not about them. It's the parents who can't figure this out. And we've been now through, at least I would say, if I'm not mistaken, let's count it, 3 generations where soccer's been pretty popular in this country. For whatever reason, suburban dad and mom can never figure out what the hell offsides is.
She wasn't offsides.
Okay, well, maybe she wasn't, but, you know, the flag went up, right?
There was a girl, because I was on the...
Do we have video evidence of this?
I could have got it. I didn't. I'm not that guy, because I don't have a daughter, and I don't want somebody to be out there and be like, why is this rando recording these kids?
Recording the games, right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
I mean, come on. Yeah. And so I'm, like, at the goal area, and I kind of look up, and there was a girl on the backside of the corner, over by the other side, the far end of the goal, and then this girl flag up. Everybody's cheering. It's 2-2, and then all of a sudden, everyone
sees the flag.
And you can't yell at the refs because they're all like youth members
trying to
trying to learn the game. They're getting paid $1.25 to ref. Oh, it's brutal, man. But I mean, I didn't get to see a lot of the London game. I did have Caleb Williams. I was listening to Mac. Love the show. Fantasy Football Sundays with Mac, 9 a.m. Yeah.
Thanks, man.
Turn it off when Binkley got it. I'm kidding, man.
You can hear all the radios in the city going off when Jay got on.
I drove in listening to Mac, and I drove out listening to Jay Binkley and Drew Nixon talk about college football, because good God, did college football deliver this weekend.
College football was a pretty good one over the weekend. I mean, there was some good activity going on in college football over the weekend. But I don't mind the Chiefs not being on Sunday. I get the opportunity to do stuff,
I hate it.
I'm like, all right, fine. They're not playing today. That's great. I don't like the Monday night game. I don't like the Thursday night game, but I also like having the Sunday where I was sitting at the soccer field for most of the day yesterday.
Yeah.
I was watching my wife run a marathon for most of the day.
I mean, yesterday, was awesome.
Yesterday was perfect day yesterday. And so I didn't even really miss it yesterday. And the thing was, I was glad we had a bye weekend. Like Friday, I was saying like, we need a Chiefs game, but more importantly, I'm like, we all needed just a weekend of rest here in Kansas City, because you could start feeling it like getting ramped up and everybody was starting to get tired and all the games were taking place with the Royals and all that kind of stuff. And then all of a sudden it was over and then there's no Chiefs game this weekend. I'm like, this is the perfect weekend for everybody to kind of hit the reset button, especially the franchise with the big game against the 49ers coming up, this Sunday, which is going to be quote unquote the game of the year. A lot
is
of people
really?
Think, well, I don't know. It's a Super Bowl rematch, right? So
not really, because nobody on that Super Bowl team for the Niners is playing.
That is true, but it's still the teams, Fox is going to be pushing it. Brady's calling the game, the whole nine yards.
Tommy B?
Yeah.
I think that's
our first Brady game, is it not?
Yeah, I don't know how tough it's going to see for Brady to talk about Mahomes.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I haven't seen it yet. I can't wait.
Yeah, right.
We'll get to that a little bit later this week. There's a topic. Mark it down in the rundown.
Yeah, so that's going to be good. So, no, I'm good with it. Like, I don't need the Chiefs in my life to have a fulfilled weekend, I love watching my kid play soccer. There's nothing better. I love watching my wife finish the marathon. So, to have all those things going on and not have the Chiefs game going on, I'm good with that. They needed the rest. Travis Kelce held hands with Taylor Swift, I saw in New York City over the weekend. A lot of people freaking out about that. But other than that, it was a good weekend, I think, for everybody just to kind of take a pause and, number one, realize how good the Chiefs are, too, because you got to watch the rest of the league, which is not that good compared to the Chiefs, not that entertaining compared to the Chiefs. You didn't have to worry about baseball this weekend, you know, let that kind of fade in the wayside a little bit. But I think a great weekend to just to kind of hit the reset button for everybody. Yeah. And now we hit the ground running as we get ready for the rest of the season. And they always say the bye comes at the right time. I think for the fans of Kansas City, the bye came at the perfect time for everybody.
Yeah, I thought it was. I think you're right. I think for everybody, like locally, like I think we're all like essentially relatable in this discussion. Like Thursday and Friday or Wednesday and Thursday were heartbreakers for baseball, right?
Yeah,
your team's out.
Right.
Friday, you kind of have like the right. There's right. nothing really going on.
Tongi Basher was a huge game over the weekend. Let me tell you, shout out Basher for kicking Tongi's ass. Right.
There you go. And you know, this weekend was like. Kind of like a weird week. I mean, obviously it was like 90 degrees on Saturday, and then Sunday it was like, hello, we have fall has officially arrived, and you don't have any Chiefs to worry about. I think this is why sports gambling is a plus, you know, and then also fantasy football is a plus, because I got to sit back and watch Red Zone and be like, okay, which one of my guys is doing, you know, this and that, whatever. Nobody cares about your fantasy team. But not only that, but people on the text line. Worked in Asheville, North Carolina, restoring power and energy to customers in the mountains, bears, mountain lions. I don't know what that means, but like, you know.
Look out for the mountain lions.
Decided to rip up my wife's car. Oh, no. I read that wrong.
Whoa.
My wife decided, since there was no game, it was a perfect time to rip up the carpet upstairs, living room, and sand and stain the hardwoods. Hey, get it done during the bye
week. Call my guy Ralph at Quality Hardwoods. He'll take care of it for you.
The wife's 40th birthday weekend. Celebrated all weekend. Justin and Tong and Oxy.
Perfect, Justin. Way to go. Did you guys go out in downtown Tongi? They got that bar down there. I can't remember what it was. I've been to a few times.
Somebody said day 10 of asking for a shout out. Keep asking. You're never going to get it.
Yep.
What is dead may never die. That's a Game of Thrones reference, but if you get it, congratulations, but it's never coming back. So there you go.
Well, in May, because it pisses off the boss, so.
Mac, I imagine this is probably a great weekend for you, right? Like, you get just nerd out on college football.
It was fantastic.
Yeah, you just sit at home at your mom's house eating pizza.
Oh, yeah, she's gone for the week. Oh, yeah, it was fantastic.
Look at you. You got the crib to yourself.
Open house, baby. Right.
Why does the entire house smell like a skunk got in?
Why is she away for the weekend and leaving you alone?
Dude, her friend won an all-expenses-paid trip for
friend?
A week.
Which one?
The hot friend?
Was it the hot one?
One of the,
We're
not going to go into this. I'm not affirming that there is a hot friend.
There is? A what? Well, there's got some friends that look good. Yeah, what's the big deal?
But yeah, like, it's, they have a personal chef, a masseuse.
Where?
They give gift cards to restaurants.
Where?
On the panhandle in Florida. So away from where the damage is.
I wonder if they got a free trip. Come on down and help clean up.
I just watched football.
Right. So she gone this week, or is she coming back?
She comes back Sunday.
Sunday. So yesterday.
Yeah,
so a week. We got a week. Mac is going to have parties at his house, right?
House.
Yeah, there you go.
Nice. But it is a fun topic to do. We get to do our overreaction Monday here on Fesco and Dusty, 96 of the Fan. Damn, glad to have you on a Monday. Can we get Bob? We got Bob on our side yet?
Not really, no.
Caleb Williams is arriving, man. He's there.
Well, you know,
Caleb Williams. Hey, about that.
So good.
Okay, so let's
how about Caleb?
Let's talk about this. We'll probably get into it a little bit later. Maybe I haven't looked that forward in the rundown, but with Jared Goff doing what he did yesterday, why are we so quick to crown Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, but we will not give Jared Goff the opportunity? Why is that? Why are we so quick to crown guys who have played six games in the NFL, but yet you got Jared Goff, who's probably a top five quarterback now in this league, dominating? Nobody wants to give him the time of day. Not a lot of people want to give that guy in Minnesota the time of day. But by God, people who played six games, let's give them the crown and say they're the greatest.
So I can kind of help to this. I know Matt can too. One, Caleb Williams' expectations and Jared Goff's expectations are two different platforms. Caleb Williams was the first overall pick, a Heisman Trophy winning quarterback at a major university, right? Like, Jared Goff went to a major university too. Wasn't the first overall pick, or was he?
He was not.
He was not the first overall pick.
No, he was not.
He was not. He was a first round pick, but he went the top overall pick. He also went to the Rams. Jared Goff went to, Caleb Williams went to Chicago.
Right.
A franchise that has not had a good quarterback ever.
Ever.
And now all of a sudden, you know, you put these expectations. Plus, Bob, we live in a time where everybody's compared to Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, I understand. But like, people won't get on the Jared Goff bandwagon.
I think Jared Goff is perfectly rated the way he is. I think they know what he is. I think they know who he is. And he's a guy that plays on a team that's perfectly well drafted for him. He has LaPorta. Yep. He has Jameis Williams, who has definitely arrived. Jeez. He has Amara St. Brown. He has a dual threat at running back, which I don't understand. Like, as a fantasy owner of Jahmyr Gibbs, I don't know what I did wrong in that, but they just apparently love David Montgomery more than they love Jahmyr Gibbs.
I don't know any of those people, but I'm saying, like,
well, one just got paid and one was a first round pick.
Here's the thing, though. Like we started the season with praising Caleb Williams and praising Daniels. We praise these rookie quarterbacks who haven't done anything in the NFL. Mm-hmm. But you look at a guy like Jared Goff, who's done a lot in the NFL, and people are like, he's a mid quarterback. Or you look at Sam Darnold, like, he's a mid quarterback. Like, I've changed my impression of Sam Darnold. He's playing great this year. He's been fantastic this year. But, like, we want to keep these same guys, these young guys. Like, we love the unknown, and we hate to have our opinions change. If Caleb Williams puts together a whole season like he's done last two games, 35-plus points, hey, played really well yesterday, right? Can't take it away from him.
Yeah.
I still need to see more, though, before I'm willing to say this guy's arrived. Like, in the NFL, we were crowning. Who do we crown in week one? We were crowning Miami in week one, right? We're crowning all these teams. Every week we're hearing this is the best, that's the best, this is the best. Let's get a body of work before we want to crown anybody. And it's okay to change your opinion as the evidence presents itself.
By the way, trust your instincts. Jared Goff was the overall first pick.
Damn, okay, nice.
He was first overall. I thought he was.
I thought he was 34.
Yeah, no, was he St. Louis or was he L.A.?
It was L.A.
It was L.A.?
Yeah.
Okay.
First overall pick, Los Angeles Rams 2016 NFL draft. I knew it.
So he was the Rams' first pick back. They've been back in St. or in L.A. that long now?
That draft class was, not that I'm going to go all the way through it, but the first five picks were Jared Goff, Carson Wentz, Joey Bosa, Zeke Elliott, and Jalen Ramsey. That was the first five picks.
Go through those again. Go through.
Jared Goff. Okay. Carson Wentz.
Okay.
Joey Bosa. Zeke Elliott. Jalen Ramsey.
Who's the best of those five?
Probably Goff.
Yeah.
Or Ramsey.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ramsey probably the best peak.
Yeah. Joey Bosa could be in that conversation, but he's never healthy.
Hurt. Yeah,
he's hurt all the time, you know.
And we've got a whole quarterback discussion coming up later in the show on exactly what you were talking about, Bob. But I want to dive into that more later.
I do too, because, like, the same thing with the guy in San Diego, you know, like, the guy had a great game against the Chiefs and we crowned this guy. What has that guy ever won?
The Chiefs did have a first round pick that year's draft. The first pick in that draft was Chris Jones.
Not bad.
That's a hell of a pick.
That's a pretty good pick.
They traded out of the first round that year. I remember sitting there in Chicago, and they traded out of the first round. And I remember Chris Jones being pissed at that draft. He wasn't coming back for day two, and the NFL begged him to come back for day two. The Chiefs took him at the top of the second round, and it turned out to be, I don't know, one of the top 10 draft picks in franchise history. And I don't think I'm saying that out of turn, right?
I don't think so.
No, but I think when you go back to the – we can have this discussion later on. When you look at the where people put expectations, Caleb Williams just, it's also when Goff got drafted in 2016, as opposed to when Caleb Williams just drafted in 2024, the evolution of football completely changed. More people are dialed in. There's more attention. There's more games on. There's more coverage. There's more this and that. So I think and somebody said it on the text line, which is a good text. The ceiling for Jared Goff was never going to be what Caleb Williams' ceiling could be.
Exactly what I've written on the bottom.
Caleb Williams' ceiling is MVP, Super Bowl winning, franchise changing quarterback. Jared Goff was a first overall pick, but his ceiling was, can you be a sustainable quarterback for a franchise? He's been that for the Detroit Lions.
He's been that for two. He took the Rams to the Super Bowl, and he's on the cusp maybe of taking the Aiden Hutchinson thing changes everything for the Lions right now. Mm. But from an offensive standpoint, he's on the cusp of leading the Lions. Like, who's the best team in the NFC right now? I mean, it may be the Lions, Detroit. Right? Like, I know Minnesota's undefeated and your record is your record, but by God, what the Lions did yesterday, I mean, that was just an absolute shellacking of a fraud team in Dallas. But I mean, I look at what the Lions are doing right now. Like, I'm on Jared Goff's team, man. Like, that guy's playing some really good football. The other thing about Caleb Williams, too, is people in Chicago and the national media want the Bears to have the best quarterback so bad. Everybody's going to overhype Caleb Williams and everything that he does. Let's see at the end of the season. If he continues to play like this, I'll change my opinion on Caleb Williams. I got to see a whole year after just six games, though.
That's fair. And I mean, some people on the text are like, oh, congratulations, he's played some of the worst teams in football the last couple of weeks. Well, he
doesn't make the schedule. I'm not in on that as much as, like, you know, Missouri playing UMass this week, you know?
No, yeah. I mean, like, he's getting the jobs done. He's, he's thrown three interceptions and he's thrown six, eight, nine touchdowns to three interceptions, and he looks like he's actually starting to figure things out in the NFL.
I mean, that spin pass that he had yesterday was beautiful. Like, I mean, it was a great play that I saw yesterday.
Yeah, so maybe we can pump the brakes on the hatred towards Caleb Williams.
Yeah, we'll see. Or just pump it and say, like, and that's the other thing, though. I think, like, the expectations ruin a lot of these guys as well.
Oh, for
so
sure.
So let the dude play. Yeah. Why do we have to say every week, this is the next Patrick Mahomes, this is the greatest offense we've ever seen? You know, like, some of the rhetoric that was being spewed last night on NBC, which you think the Fox baseball show is horrible pregame, right? The NBC Football Night in America may be the worst football show on television.
Jack Collinsworth. Bo Nix is trash.
Doesn't look good, man.
No.
Looks bad.
Looks bad. Looks bad.
Yeah, we're going to
Chargers absolutely destroyed Denver.
Destroyed them. We're going to our What's in the Script recap. I don't want to listen to it because I talked about the Broncos. But Bo Nix looked really rough, man.
Another one that we have here is that there's only one team to worry about in the AFC.
I think it's the Texans, and I think that's the only team right now that you have to worry about in the AFC. The rhetoric with the Ravens yesterday was out of control again. Mm. The Chiefs beat the Ravens. Like, people seemingly forget the Chiefs beat the Ravens in opening night, and that's the beauty and the hatred that I have, this love-hate relationship with the NFL. We want to react to everything that happened yesterday on the 13th of October, and we forget everything that happened weeks before. People are already forgetting that the Chiefs beat the Ravens. We had some nitwit last week, right? Say Baltimore was the best team in the AFC. One of the McCourty said they're the best offense in the AFC. They're 4-2 right now. The Chiefs already beat them. To me, the Houston Texans winning for the first time ever in Foxborough, putting up 41 points in an NFL game. They're the only threat in the AFC right now to the Chiefs.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I don't really, I know Buffalo plays tonight against the Fesco Jets and Rodgers,
right?
Which he's ready for that one.
I told you, I'm ready to watch Rodgers tonight.
Got a weird fixation with Aaron Rodgers over here.
I'd still put the Ravens one over the Texans.
You would,
Yeah, right. Personally, yeah.
Got a big, massive tiebreaker over that game. That's why that game was so important.
Huge, yeah, yeah.
Yep. I mean, you look at the standings. The best team in your division is the Chargers. Beat them. Houston 5-1. Colts aren't anything to worry about. Yeah. They're only 500. Steelers 4-2. Justin Fields playing to save his job. He did, I think. For now.
Yep.
Russell Wilson was ready. Still not going in. That's just the greatest tease of all time.
Oh God, Russell wanting to get in the game so bad.
Guess what? You're the backup. Not going to play.
Tormenting a fat kid with pie.
His helmet's on the whole game.
He's got the eye black on. He's ready. I'm ready, coach. Okay, you just sit over there.
Yeah,
just sit over there. You'll be okay.
But yeah, Buffalo 3-2. Jets 2-3. That battle for first place is tonight. If the Jets win, they're 500.
You think Robert Saleh's watching that game?
Oh yeah,
you
hoping
do.
For failure. Hoping like we watched Dallas lose.
You think there's a new coach bump tonight for the Jets?
That's a good question.
Usually for a week or two, right?
At least a week minimum. You know, like, you are who you are, but you do get that new coach bump. Again, the Chiefs beat the undefeated Green Bay Packers when Romeo took over for Haley. If any team can get a win, and that team was gross. There could be a new coach, but I think we're all rooting for the Jets tonight. Like, you'd be smart to see the Jets win tonight.
Oh, for sure.
Continue to put Buffalo away.
Not only that, it is officially football season, and the team that you're getting ready to play is already coming after you.
It's a warrior-like feel to them, where it's like Kevin Durant and Steph, all right, we'll play 6 minutes of good ball, and we'll knock you out in the fourth quarter. That's what it feels like when I watch them. And I know we're really, 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 really good. And we keep looking over at them, and I'm like, but they're better.
They are better.
And it drives me nuts.
They are better.
I hate saying it. Like, it drives me nuts. And I watched that guy, Mahomes.
Oh,
God, he's awesome, and I hate him.